Hey everyone, it's Tom Reagan and this is your Pocket Podcast. I saw a commercial the other day on TV that I thought was pretty interesting. A guy running around with two socks stuck on a sign. One had a kind of a dingy gray look to it, and the other one was a white, bright sock. And he was asking the people walking by on the sidewalk which one was brighter. And so you see him point to the bright white sock, and that got me thinking just a little bit about our scripture that we're going to be looking at today. John chapter 21, verse 15. This is an encounter that Jesus had with Simon Peter. Peter had, earlier in the story, had rejected Jesus just before the crucifixion. And so Jesus is going to be reinstating Peter. And so here's the question that he asked. Verse 15 says, "When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?'" Now, Peter had gotten himself into trouble with the disciples and with Jesus a little earlier because he had made a comparison of himself to the other disciples, basically saying that if all the other disciples rejected Jesus, that he alone would be the one that would be standing up and never turn his back on Jesus. And then later on in their life, we see that Peter actually did reject Jesus. But that just got me thinking about this whole idea of comparison. We have a tendency to compare ourselves to other people. We do it generally in two ways. We either lift ourselves up and push everybody else down, or we push ourselves down and we lift everybody else up. Now, think about what I just said right there. But we often do this because people don't always look like us, they don't sound like us, they don't act like us, and so we figure that they are either better or worse than us. And so we compare ourselves to each other, and I think in the long run, it kind of winds up like that commercial with the two socks. Yeah, one is just a little bit dingier gray than it is white, but honestly, this is my opinion, they're socks, man. Who looks at other people's socks and goes, "Wow, man, those are the brightest, whitest socks I've ever seen"? We don't. And in comparison, we compare ourselves to each other all the time. I'm better. I'm worse than everybody else around me. But in reality, comparing ourselves to each other doesn't really cut it. What we need to do is compare ourselves to God's Word, because that's the standard which we're going to be measured by. And so it's not what I think about you or what you think about me. It's what does God think about us? And let me tell you, God loves you. In fact, He loves you so much He sent His Son Jesus to die on a cross for you. That's a lot of love, because I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'd sacrifice one of my kids for you, but that's how much God loves us. That's how much you mean to Him. So stop comparing yourself to everybody else and be the person that God has called you to be. Help make a difference in somebody's forever.